Show. A whole fresh new week coming up. November 22nd and November 23rd, Tuesday, November 23rd here in Auckland, New Zealand. We are ready to rock and roll for a whole another week here. Vincent Eastwood cannot join us today, unfortunately. I'm not quite sure when Vinny we'll be back at this stage, but I'm sure we'll hear from him this week. Our thoughts are still with Vinny during a difficult time. I, Will Ryan, will be manning the upper deck here until such time. And, well, the machine waits for no one, does it? The big old crusher, the military-industrial complex, the New World Order, the pick your term, you know, insert your favourite enemy here. They do exist and they are real and they do really oppose us. And, you know, you try and have a weekend off, you try and forget about some stuff and it just really strikes me. It just keeps pushing on, you know. I've been sending a couple of articles over the weekend from listeners. One in particular about water fluoridation and Australian water supplies. And the defence from some of the scientific establishment who would call us kooks and loons for just opposing, for even just asking for a debate on the subject of fluoride. How can there be no debate on an issue that affects people across the board indiscriminately? Even if you think it's completely fine, even if you have no issue with fluoride whatsoever, why would you then feel insecure somehow about it being debated? I mean, it just really is beyond me. And when people get on the defense or offense even towards someone who's just trying to spark a debate, then it implies guilt on their part, as far as I'm concerned. When you call up a company and hold their feet to the fire about ripping a community off by over $1 million, as I've been calling up BP the past few days, and they say, I can't comment due to Commerce Commission regulations, it tells me in my gut that they've got something big to hide. You know, and so what's the solution to that? Well, you got to keep marching on, you got to keep pressing on, you got to keep pushing. There are so many blaringly obvious corruptions in our society, and your local council is not going to stand up for you, and your local MP is not going to stand for you. We're trying to rack you up here at the Vinny Eastwood Show. Come back from the other side of this break and stuck in some conditions.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back.
I'm writers and critics.
Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show with Will. I'm your host for the next 2 hours, Will Ryan. And Vinny is unable to join us, but we will press on nonetheless. You can listen to the show live at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and also americanfreedomradio.com. And we're just going to press through some of the news that's popped up over the weekend. A big one here, for me anyway. Climate change is the new global terror, says Al Gore. You know, it's occurred to me for a long time that climate change is the Achilles heel of the left, as the fake war on terror is to the fake right. And so they grab the fake conservative, neocon, Bush-loving crowd with the so-called terror attacks from so-called Al-Qaeda. And then they grab all the left peaceniks, loving, caring about Gaia, with this phony climate change run by complete monsters who care none of human beings, human life. People like Bill Gates, Al Gore. So from the Hindustan Times, Nobel Peace Prize winner and champion climate change campaigner, Al Gore, outlined the doom of the world is awaiting because of climate change and the expressed disappointment at world leaders failing to clinch a treaty to fight the new global terror. So he calls it the new global terror because it is a false flag, just like 9/11. Terming the slogan in climate change negotiations as startling paradox, the man whose documentary The Inconvenient Truth won an Oscar said the year 2010 had seen the worst of climate change. Really? Not around my town, Mr. Gore. There were severe drought in Russia, extreme flooding in Pakistan. What more evidence is required for action? Boy, oh boy! So, because of a couple of weather events, he's saying, you know, that's it. You know, there's climate change beyond what there's been in 4.5 billion years. That's it. It's proven. It's man. Okay, that's logic. That's science. Of course, that's like me saying, well, you know, a school bus got blown up. All of a sudden, there's a war on terror. It's global when there's this mystery, enemy force hiding in caves in Afghanistan because of one incident. No, Mr. Gore, you've got to do better than that. You've got to show that the ice core records demonstrate an increase in CO2 leading an increase in temperature, not the other way around. His bogus curve he showed in his film, The Inconvenient Truth. Never detailed the 600-800-year lag between temperature increasing and then CO2 increasing as a result because of increased evaporation, because of increased decomposition of flora and fauna. The two main contributors, oceans and decaying matter, are the two biggest natural contributors to CO2. Well, Mr. Gore doesn't want to focus on them. And obviously then the sun driving the solar system. We can't focus on the sun when other planets in the solar system are warming and now beginning to cool off again. That's just a conspiracy theory. That doesn't show more order or pattern or have more substance to it than a little flood in Pakistan. The fact that the Martian surface and the Martian ice caps were receding at a rate faster than Earth's and now have, just like on Earth, have now grown. I believe in 2009, the Arctic ice grew by twice the landmass of Germany. And there he is just saying, polar bears are going extinct, you know, we're killing everything. You know, you've got to turn off your lights and you've got to change over to mercury light bulbs. I mean, that's what all these eco people are doing around me. I go to people's homes and they've got these nasty things, you know, sort of flickering half of my eyes. And, you know, I look up and you see these spiral coiled mercury-filled light bulbs. Horrible things. The Labour government in New Zealand a couple of years back wanted to make them compulsory. Compulsory light bulbs. My goodness. That got close to getting passed. Probably will next year or something. Who knows? The country's half insane. Nothing would surprise me. So when the light bulbs break, when your kid, you know, is playing around inside and whacks it with a ball or something, you've then got a heavy metal toxicity in your lounge. It's meant to be professionally cleaned, like evacuation. Men in white suits come in and clean it with specialist equipment. But people don't know. It just gets swept up with a hearth brush and breathed in and, you know, results in sickness a couple of years down the track, and then you can never pin it on anything because we're just swimming in cancer. And these climate changers don't care about that. They care so much about the environment, we'll just dump an extra bit of mercury in our rubbish. That's fine. Moving on, economic news. Another thing the climate changers don't understand is that gold and silver actually have value. It's not a matter of them being worth money. It's not about a matter of investing in gold to make money. See, gold doesn't make money. Money loses value because we have criminal mafia organizations like the Federal Reserve and agents of, such as John Key, running New Zealand here. And they pump liquidity, fiat currency. You know, a dollar bill costs about 3 cents to produce. They pump these things out into our economy and devalue everything that is currently in circulation. And they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And quantitative easing 2 is now doing it. They're saying 2 trillion. Well, they said 850 billion last time round. And look what that turned into. 24.7 trillion, thereabout. I don't think anyone has the total official bailout figures from last time round. I think there was a bit of suppression going on there, but nonetheless, it's going to be more than 2 trillion. And then plus the interest, obviously. And Barack Obama is just like a drunken gambler at the pokey machine, just trying to gamble his way out of debt. But he's doing it with your tax money. And then, conspiracy kooks say buy gold. Kooks say buy silver. They think it's the Middle Ages. No. China's buying 300 tons of gold. That's going through right now. The Saudis want to go to a gold-backed currency. Everyone's just gravitating towards something with historical value in these unpredictable times. It makes sense. Sure as hell wish I could afford to. It's going to be $10,000 an ounce soon, no doubt. I mean, that's what some top forecasters are saying. $10,000 to $15,000 an ounce, a troy ounce. It's currently at about $1,380, $1,390 when I looked the other day. Price is fluctuating. It's been going down for a couple of weeks, slightly. This QE2 bailout might have something to do with that. But as soon as the second bailout fails, as soon as you've inflated, blown up a bigger bubble, and the bigger bubble pops, I mean, it's just gold and silver and platinum and diamonds and all these commodities, even copper bullion, You know, they're just going to skyrocket because they've got to offset the collapse of international markets. It will balance out. It has to. And the bad guys do control the gold market, and they're not going to allow. No, it's not a risky investment because they're just not going to allow it. It's a foul. And what they've been doing for a long time, as it turns out, what JP Morgan in particular has been doing is manipulating the value of some of these metals. JP Morgan's been implicated in manipulating the price of silver. Now, people will say, well, why would they want to keep the price of silver low, around $25 an ounce? Well, the simple reason is by trying to manipulate the metals down, they keep some value short term in the fiat currencies. And they have to prop it up for a certain period of time. Who knows what their time phase plan is? We'd all like, you know, that's a $64 million question. We'd all like an image of, you know, Evelyn Rothschild and David Rockefeller's crystal ball, but you know, it's just not going to happen. It's probably not a crystal ball. It's probably a half crystal pyramid or something. But we just don't know when they're going to pull the plug. But we can know that, well, you know, people should have bought gold 10 years back, really, to be honest. But at least buy in now before 12 months' time. We could say it's gonna be a lot higher. I mean, I'm not gonna pick numbers here, but 12 months time is, you know, people are saying 3-4 times what it is now, which means your dollar is gonna be, you know, possibly a quarter of the value it is now. And I sure as hell hope we don't get to printing $50 trillion notes like Zimbabwe. I sure as hell hope that a loaf of bread doesn't cost $500 in a few years. Or in a few months. But gold and silver are historical measures that are proven to protect wealth. Simply wealth. You are not making money. You are buying something that is consistent. Whilst the value of money fluctuates, you are buying something that is a rare, precious metal in the scheme of things, and it is of finite quantity. They can't keep printing it. Sure, there's some manipulation that goes on in gold. Sure. That's why you should always buy from someone who's accredited, someone who has a good track record. You can even get it tested if you're skeptical. But I mean, it's something people really have to look at. And Bob Chapman's been, you know, intensely focused on such matters for a long time now. Bob Chapman, Max Kaiser, probably the two guys that most come to mind. Obviously, Peter Schiff. And all these guys are effectively saying the same thing. The Fed's devaluing the currencies. You know, likewise, that's been mirrored all around the industrial world. New Zealand and Australia are the same. Europe's the same. The euro's been crashed by design also. The British pound is in major trouble. Major trouble. And you basically got to buy into what they're buying into. If you want to protect yourself. They've been trying to destroy the gold backing of currencies for many years now, but now certain, Bob Chapman goes on to say in this International Forecaster article on the 22nd, he's saying that we have the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, known as the SCO, who have been, few have been listening and few have been interested in what their mission and what they've been up to. Some of their members are large oil producers and some, like China, are large oil users. Some have very large US dollar surpluses. As well, some are large commodity and gold and silver buyers. In fact, members are in a great part responsible for driving these prices higher. It is debatable, but we believe there is such a conscious effort to accumulate gold and silver, dump dollars to back their currencies with gold. So what he's saying is, no one can be 100% sure that that's what they're going to do, that they're going to convert over into a new gold-backed standard in China or in Saudi. But that's what it appears to be. Iran, with its oil surplus, recently announced that they have purchased 340 tons of gold. Their recent gold purchases are very significant as affiliate members, which have access to the present and ultimate direction of the group. You might say buying gold has been a protective effort to shield members as close observers from the problems generated by dollar policies. They are accumulating gold, as many have been worldwide for the past 10 years, but particularly over the past few years. So it's, you know, Russia's doing the same. And then obviously Europe's going to be wanting to move in to protect itself. And then as soon as it comes more to the West, we're going to see massive movements in the value of our currencies. And, you know, the only question is just not whether this transition's going to be made, but how smooth the transition will be and where you will be in the result. Where are you going to be left? Are you going to be hung out to dry with, you know, a few thousand dollars when there's $50 trillion notes? You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. We'll be right back after this short break.
I hope you like a diamond tuna. I want a diamond.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. And we will carry on breaking down the news of the week. Well, some of this is actually pretty old stuff, but we've got to keep rehashing it, apparently. Got to keep pushing on because, you know, just all the good people out there, the average citizen just thinks we're nuts because we complain about, no, false flag terror ops been running us. Health scams and poisoning our food and water. We just got to keep drumming it in. I mean, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? It kind of drives you mad, but then, you know, with that, you learn more and more each time, and you kind of learn the enemy's responses, and I think you become a better person for it. You've got to try. No one else is going to do it for you. Now, on to this article I received from a listener to the show. Australia and New Zealand health policy. When public action undermines public health, a critical examination of anti-fluoridationist literature. by Jason Armfield. Pretty sure I've come across this Jason Armfield guy on the same issue. But regardless, he goes on to say how people who coordinate campaigns to ensure water fluoridation is ineffective and highly dangerous are bad individuals, and they are putting public health at risk. He characterizes us as making completely illegitimate statements that support quackery over science and slander and discredit good scientists and various health organizations that support water fluoridation. That we spread lies and misinformation and our own propaganda amongst the minds of the public and government officials. And he just goes on and on and on. But what strikes me is that he uses what me and Vinny refer to all the time as relativism. You know, so he takes a classic claim. He takes an excerpt from an anti-fluoridation website, which makes the correct statement that fluoride is a major component, in fact, the killing component, in rat poison. Fluoride's also used in Prozac. Fluoride's also, it's using a whole number of nasty things, but rat poison in particular. And so then his debunking of that is just to say, well, salt and excess vitamin D and even excess water can be dangerous also. You know, but we weren't debating excess salt in our diet. We can control excess salt in our diet. A lot of people eat too much salty stuff. Sure, that comes down to the government also, but large corporations. But, I mean, to say that something that is essential to life, salt, water, sun, is dangerous in extremes too, and then to say something like fluoride, which is not essential to being in our water, which drains iodine out of people's bodies, leads to misdiagnoses of hypothyrosis, or the non-functioning of the thyroid gland, leads to a whole bunch of acute symptoms. Fixes into the bones, can compound and cause bone cancers. I mean, you run up against this all the time. Naturally occurring fluoride is calcium fluoride. There is a large consensus that it is the calcium component of that compound which benefits bones and teeth, not the fluoride component. Then what they put into your water supply is sodium fluoride, NaF, a salt ion, and the fluoride component does little to nothing. The only instance in which fluoride can possibly provide some benefit to teeth or bones is when applied topically. Like in the form of a gel, say, spread on your teeth. Maybe. Still, overfluorosis leads to the greening of teeth and bones and the weakening, ultimately, a reduction in the density. But they don't care about that. They don't care about the difference between CAF, which comes off limestone rocks, naturally, and they go, oh, natural levels can be 4 parts per million, much higher than what's in municipal water. It's calcium fluoride, and it isn't the sodium fluoride, and it isn't sodium fluoride from the mining industry, the phosphate industry, the fertilizer industry, or the aluminium industry. It isn't sodium fluoride plus up to over 360 odd other compounds, including lead and arsenic derivatives. Big distinction there. So first off, we're saying if it's effective, it's only effective topically. Therefore, having a glass of water, fluoridated water, that runs past your teeth and sits in your gut is not topical. It's not being applied. People say, well, why aren't I dead? I've drunk fluoride water my whole life. I can think just fine. Oh, yeah? But, you know, I'm looking just fine. I'm healthy as anything. Look at my children. So, well, yeah, it affects some people more than others. There are complicating factors in life. It isn't the only thing that affects your health. Different people may have different resistances to a whole bunch of things. You know, that's the gray area of life. You know, these are the gray areas. What's not a gray area, though, is the fact that your government takes toxic waste. In the United States, a lot of this fluoride comes from China, or it comes from mines. So in Texas, it's largely mined out of the ground. Is the waste leftovers of that process that cannot be dumped. So back in the early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, they were lobbied against, they were pressured, these companies, by greenies mainly, not to be able to dump this toxic waste. And so they supposedly refine this toxic waste, bag it up in 20 kg skull and crossbone cement bag looking things. And then they have guys mix it in to your public water supply at a concentration of anywhere between 1 and 4 parts per million, depending on where you are in the world. Now, so this anti-fluoridation article, though, it doesn't deal with the fact, the absolute fact, that the Nazis and Soviets used fluoride in their POW camps. And that the Nazis found that in camps where they used fluoride, that they could guard such camp perimeters with as little as a quarter of the guards as previous. And so it did domesticate people. It did make people servile slaves. Because they cited British and American studies from prominent universities, studies carried out between around 1914 to the 1920s, showing a link between fluoride and its attachment to the hypothalamus, the pineal, and the reptilian parts of the inner brain, just above the brain stem, that are responsible for sort of innate resistance. You know, so there's a clear scientific link there, and the Nazis, being quite an efficient machine, they exploited that. So now if you look at people saying, okay, it's in there for our teeth, it does real things for our teeth, let's compare countries that are against it. The vast majority, over 90% of Europe, is against water fluoridation. The German health minister, over a decade ago, came out against it. Germany's long banned fluoride because it's mass medication. It's not freedom. If you compare their dental statistics with other OECD nations, you will find little to no statistical difference. In many cases, such as studies that have been done in New Zealand, you will find less tooth decay in unfluoridated areas. The argument then put forth by the establishment after they've been proven wrong with their own statistics is, that's because people in these fluoridated areas are more likely to be in lower socioeconomic income brackets. So because they're poorer and dirtier and just and more of them living together and they've got worse eating habits and worse personal health habits, they're more likely to get decay, and so it wasn't a fair study. We did the study to prove things in our favor, then it didn't prove it in our favor, so we just say it wasn't fair. The point is, over millions of people in countries worldwide, you can clearly analyze there is no health benefit from water fluoridation. But these people just tell you, well, Germany, there's a whole country of conspiracy theorists. They don't want water fluoridation. They're all nuts. Now, the president of Forex, Australian beer, the only Australian beer that's not fluoridated, come out and said, we don't put toxic waste in our beer. And good on them. Good stuff. But more is needed. More people need to rally. And this article out of Australia goes through this table where he's classified the first 20 results based on internet searches for water fluoridation and water fluoridation dangers using five major search engines. So he uses Google, Yahoo, MSN, America Online, and Ask. And he finds that the vast majority of search results are people against water fluoridation. People anti where he's coming from. And he doesn't like it. Well, doesn't it show you where public opinion is? And he just calls that a huge triumph of quackery over science. He doesn't get into any of... He talks about modern democracies. It's vital that people be informed, and these people aren't informed enough, and they don't know the scientific evidence that forms a fundamental bedrock for decision-making and public health domains. I mean, he's just trying to use classic PR, classic spin, putting himself on a pedestal to say that we aren't experts and we aren't drawing upon expert knowledge and we're just creating controversy out of quackery, using sensationalist slogans. He needs to start listening to his own government and their sensationalist slogans. I mean, guy's completely out of touch. It's mass medication. It's not freedom. You can't do it to me. It's not going to happen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and join us the other side of this break.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. Made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do?
Huh?
How many dudes you really know can flow like this? Like this? Like this? Let's do it.
How many dudes you know vote like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any. Not many, if any.
How many
Welcome
dudes
back
you know
once
got
again.
Skills to go and rock a show like this?
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
I don't know anybody. Check to the
here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. It's something that's really doing my head in, as many things are. The TSA. What a bunch of scum. What a bunch of absolute trash. I mean, who would even, I know it's not the people on the ground's fault, but who would seriously even work for them? I've got more respect for, prostitutes. I mean, it's just total, you know, parking wardens do my head in. You know, I flipped out at a parking warden once. Not physically, of course. I just flipped out and told him he had no soul, had no effing morals, as he was marking my car like 5 seconds after I got out of it and beginning to write me a ticket when I was parked in a completely legitimate place. But these TSA guys, like, they just take the cake for little command and controller bully sycophant, you know, schoolyard freak. Ah, it's made my skin crawl. The fact that they can, like, legally squeeze your balls, and Barack Obama's just saying, hey, be calm, everyone, we shouldn't have mass protests. This is not the way to deal with it. Are you kidding me? They cut out, they physically removed a ring, a piece of body jewelry a lady had through her, one of her breasts. I mean, why? Was that ring some, like, you know, Al-Qaeda detonator or something? Like, totally insane. You know, the statutes are insane, the legislation is insane, and then the people carrying it out are just as insane. Just what do you get if you mix a whole bunch of mental demons with no morals together? Well, the TSA, apparently. No, Pistoli has come out and said it's not really a big deal. You know, people being sexually molested, having your genitals squeezed, not really a big deal because, quote, a very small percent, unquote, of people who are subject to the process of people are subject to the process of submission and humiliation. A very small percent. This whole socialist motto that only the majority matter, to sacrifice for the majority rule, mob rule. As long as 90% of people are retarded, it's all good. You know, and it's just people, there's just things happening left, right, and center. Little old ladies being sexually abused, little children, they're pedophiles, they're selling pictures on the internet. It's mad. And then this little blog that I found just through Facebook, actually, says, it's entitled, I'd rather get felt up than blown up. Susan Old says at blogspot.com. And she has this little pathetic blog with a bunch of people. It's actually quite well circulated. I don't know about you, but I'd rather get felt up than blown up. People are complaining bitterly about new methods of keeping us safe. Propaganda, first of all. New methods of keeping us safe. She just believes straight off the freaking news. I have serious doubts that these methods are foolproof, but the memory of 9/11 is fresh enough for me to accept that more thorough means of protecting airplanes are definitely in order. Do I want a full body pat down? Only if Clint Eastwood, yes, even at his age, is administering it. What a pathetic piece of crap. Will I submit to it? Absolutely. It's over in a minute or two. There are far greater humiliations out there and ones that take much longer. I just want to see this woman stamped on. I mean, I just hate people like that. Look, she just has, in that one paragraph there, she has so many traits of cowardice, it's not funny. She has relativism, one of my biggest gripes on the planet. It's over in a minute or two. There are far greater humiliations out there. So, relativism. How about I get a baseball bat, whack her across the head and say, hey, there's far greater wrongs out there. What a piece of crap. No, then the little, you know, SOB would be crying all over the Oprah Winfrey show she's such a fan of. She's got a picture of this, you know, fat ass Oprah at the top of her blog here, you can just characterize people straight away. Sometimes. A lot of the time. Do I care that some TSA agents may be stifling hysterical laughter behind a screen if I choose a body scan? Sure, but not enough to refuse on moral grounds. That's because you don't have any morals, Susan. You old dragon. If anyone wants to put scanned images of my 52-year-old you-know-what's on the internet or print out a copy to keep in their wallets, clearly the psych evaluation they were given before being hired failed to pick up that they were totally loco and needed... I mean, I feel sorry for this woman. The psych exam showed that they were psychopaths. That's why they've got the job, Susan. Stupid, stupid person. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and I'll cover this stupidity. This person needs a bit more slander right on the other side of this.
In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, front lines. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show with Will. I am your host once again for the next hour, Will Ryan. And, I was losing my mind in that last segment. I just can't believe how many functioning idiots, functioning in the sense that they can own and write a blog, that they can use a computer and upload images, and then think it's okay to be felt up at airports. Think that you have the right to either be felt up or not fly. Now, this woman writes an article making the case saying, oh, well, when 9/11 justifies it, it's still fresh in my mind. She knows nothing about 9/11. Nothing. And it just shows you how easily implantable a bit of propaganda is and how a little bit goes such a long way. How a few hours of government-sponsored destruction runs through people's consciousness for now coming up a decade to the point where they'll have their genitals felt up. Just really destroys your faith in people. I mean, what the hell is wrong with it? I mean, and then it goes up on Facebook, and Rob Jacobson's about the only guy there arguing against her. And Rob does a great job amongst a pack of slave scum. And Rob calls this Susan, who wrote the blog, calls her a disgusting old fossil who has zero self-respect and deserves none from me. And he goes, see, now you two are complicit in this crime, you coward. You like to be molested? Good for you. The rest of us are prepared to fight crime. hello, you know, wake up. Yeah. And then some stupid, facile American Idol Tyra Banks watching Oprah Winfrey loving piece of crap says, "You are one angry man, Rob. Calm down. It's our right as Americans to choose body scan or pat down or not to travel by airplane at all." Can you believe that? It's our right as Americans. So she's defining our right as Americans. She doesn't say it's your right. Our right as Americans. She has no understanding of the Bill of Rights or Constitution. She has no understanding of Magna Carta 1215, no understanding of anything. What a piece of crap. But she's so full of opinion. And then she'll say, someone like me is full of opinion. Rob Jacobson then rightly replies to her, "It's my right as an American to travel, Jennifer, to travel. My rights and yours are being sabotaged. Either give the government naked body pictures of yourself or be molested or I can't travel." And this woman, Susan, has the nerve to say it's okay and we should just go along with it. We've got to go to break. I need a break. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
About there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Repeating all around us, just with a modern technocratic overlay. Good old Adolf Hitler didn't have TSA mobile scanning systems. Bet he wished he did. Might have actually won. Now the real guys are going to win, not just their fallen son. Now the real occult empire. Not some little Thor society, Vril society, little worm like Adolf Hitler. Now the real demons are coming out to play. People are so stupid. People are so stupid. Passenger chooses strip down over pat down. San Diego man opted out of security screening using the advanced imaging technology, AIT, at Lindbergh Field Friday. He stripped down to his underwear in an attempt to avoid the pat-down procedures. Down to his Calvin Kleins, as they say. I mean, why should anyone have to do this, though? Why should a middle-aged man or woman with their family have to be interrogated in such a way? What has happened of late to require this? Nothing's happened. A bunch of false flag ops have happened. People don't want to understand that. Because people don't understand that, they say, "I'd rather be felt up than blown up." Oh, and that's a nice, simple slogan, isn't it? I love how it rhymes for them so they can remember it. Because they can't remember much else. TSA workers face verbal abuse from travellers. This is from MSN. Passengers are angry about over the new security methods and are lashing out at some of the guys on the ground. Union President John Gage called on TSA to provide an educational pamphlet to each passenger describing both their rights and the details of the new procedures, which include full body scans and enhanced pat-downs. Well, Mr. John Gage, who wants to hand out pamphlets? Just what they do everywhere. You know, in 1953, during Operation Ajax in Iran, when they overthrew the democratically elected Mohammad Mosaddegh in favor of their instilled dictator, part of their $3 million op, where they sent in one particular CIA agent, was flying over and dropping counter-propaganda in order to incite distrust, mainly amongst youth. It was targeted towards the current government then. I mean, pamphleting. I mean, they're just, here's a pamphlet with your rights. Oh, really? If they gave a pamphlet out with people's rights, it would show how their pat-downs are in direct violation of their rights. And so it won't be your rights. It'll be their stylized version. It'll be like a Romans 13 version given to government. Government's good. Government comes from God. All governments are ordained by God to just come in and do what the hell they want to you. I mean, it'd be that. So that's the way they think. No, someone says, I can't believe someone says it. I'd rather be felt up than blown up. When that's not even an option. Who's out there to blow us up? Think about it. But who's out there to fill you up? Well, they want to install thousands of scanners all around the United States. They're talking about Homeland Security mobile terrorist screening centers using the same technology. Pistoli said he'd like to see TSA workers, including 47,000 screeners at 450 airports, to operate as a national security counterterrorism organization fully integrated into US government efforts. He wants to, quote, take TSA to the next level. No, he wants a police state. That is a police state. That cannot be debated. That would be a police state. That's from the FBI. I mean, the director of the FBI is calling for 47,000 screeners at 450 airports, and we're conspiracy theorists. So when people can't debunk the facts, they have to start rationalizing them. They have to start saying, oh, I don't mind being felt up. How sad is that? How far has that gone from a constitutional republic? And look, if you guys can't fight it over there in the US, it's going to come to New Zealand. I just know it. UK and Europe are doomed. A bunch of ignorant fools over there too. I mean, it's the way humans deal, our so-called cognitive response to such tyranny doesn't differ too much, sadly. You know, maybe in Mexico, maybe in parts of the Middle East, there'd be a bit more resistance. So those people are a bit more spine, it seems. A bit less fluoridated, perhaps. But largely, people are cowards. That's the one thing I've come to realize in life. It's so, so despicable. I just can't believe that this is happening to the extent it is, and isn't facing the resistance it should. Full body scanners are now in place at close to 70 airports and send virtually naked images of passengers to TSA screeners at remote locations. I mean, So those who wish to avoid them must instead undergo open-palmed, supposedly, they're groping now, open-palmed pat-down that many travelers, even some security officers, feel is too personally invasive. These guys get paid just above minimum wage, and they've got to stick their hands in all sort of crevices. And it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And they're getting called that. Molester, pervert, disgusting, an embarrassment, creep. These are all words resonating in their heads. And rightly so. You know, like, we call for peaceful non-compliance, but peaceful, this is another distinction. I've had people attack me in the past saying, you weren't being peaceful at all when you went after that person in the street. You were being hostile, yada, yada, yada. No. Anything that's non-physical is peaceful. That's my definition of it. These are, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, but I'm not like Illuminati Adam Weishaupt saying everything's a means to an end, go and kill TSA people. You know, like, that isn't what we're calling for here. We're calling for peaceful non-compliance. Calling someone names while they're feeling you up is not inordinate, is not out of the realm of what should be justified. And then they moan about how they have stressful jobs. And they need mental health professionals on tap. Of course, it's America. Everyone's got to have a psych. It's so ridiculous. Forget the psychs. They're psychotic. They're nuts. They don't know anything. You think the psychologist knows, you know, the Constitution back to front? No, they know a bunch of Greek philosophy, you know, Aristotle nonsense back to front. We can't keep running to other people for solutions. It doesn't work. You're only going to get tyranny. And it just... I just really, really, really cannot believe the level now in the United States, and this is just expanding, and they want to have these things at train stations next, and they want to have them at bus stations. They're going to have them on the streets. It really is going to be this demolition man. They're going to break it up into sectors. They're going to have toll roads, scanners built into toll facilities. And most people are going to have jobs with the government. It's going to be the only jobs you can get. Unless we stop this now. You've got to cut the weeds down when they're low, or they're going to sprout up and they're going to take over the trees. Especially when the average person, the average tree, is just medicated as a young shoot, and we're not allowed to grow into what we're meant to be as human beings, especially when we're not maturing past the age of 15, most people, mentally. Like, seriously, that 52-year-old woman who wrote the article I just read out has got, I would say, the mental age of a 15-year-old. I could go out on the street and debate 15, 17, 18-year-old girl or boy in the same manner. I could get the same answers. Oh, look, you know, if it stops a terrorist, then it's cool, bro. It's fine. No, it's not cool. Don't you get it? If they can do that, they can do anything. Next, they'll be coming into your house to pat you down. You won't be able to step out your door into public property under the socialist dictatorship. If you step out, you know, I can just imagine it. Anything you can imagine, they've already thought of worse. In one sense, they have freed their minds. In one sense, I'm talking about the architects of this sickening reality we live in. They have freed their minds. Okay, good on them. Clap, clap. You freed your minds better than the average person can. Well done. But they're using them against us. That's not to be commended. That's not to be exalted. that's not to be encouraged by going along with these sycophants. Every one of these TSO guys who lays a hand on you should be charged with assault. What exemption should they have? Under the premise of everyone being a terrorist? Under the premise of the potential for anyone to be a terrorist? They are allowed to actually do something to you based on a potential that exists in a statistical likelihood of less than, you know, being struck by lightning. Would it be sane? Could I make an article saying I'd rather wear lightning-proof shoes and tactical gear than be blown up? Maybe I should write a parody saying I'd rather wear 50 kgs of protective clothing than be struck by lightning. That's the logic of these people. And even 50 kgs of protective clothing wouldn't be being felt up by another human being working for the government. That's the logic. In fact, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should make a freaking video and say, I'd rather wear, you know, all this protective clothing and show what a dork I'd look like walking down the street, lugging all this equipment around, costing hundreds of dollars in fuel a year just to carry myself around. Because I might get struck by lightning, and that's more likely than being killed by a terrorist. Twice as likely. At least. So wear like lightning conducting shoes around, insulating shoes and stuff, and just get around like a freaking astronaut because I might get struck by lightning, and that would be more logical than what these fools are saying and what 300 million people are accepting. Not all of 300 million people, obviously, but enough. You know, on that Facebook blog where Rob Jacobson is getting stuck in, another person starts laying into him, or everyone does, but one person in particular saying, I'm glad there's only a handful of radical conspiracy nuts like you. And the sad thing is, he's right. There is only a handful of us, and it's, you know, our numbers are growing, but there are only a handful of people who can think straight. You know, it's just to keep us safe. So I think the lightning analogy is good, right? So we're going to keep safe from lightning by wearing giant suits around. And then we're going to show these relativist, nihilist, government-loving, scum, just historyless morons just how retarded they are. Dress up your whole families in suits to protect them, you know, your little kid in a little astronaut suit to stop the lightning hitting him. It's just bizarre. It's just so bizarre. They have instilled this idea of terrorism so well, it has become like eating breakfast. It's just like, look both ways when you cross the road for the terrorist, not for the car. It's just so insane. Just there's a terrorist under every rock. You know? It's like if you took the biggest racial motivated group on the planet, they still wouldn't be as paranoid about blacks and Jews as much as these people are paranoid about terrorists. So insane. What do we do about it? Are you people angry about this? Are the listeners to the show as pissed off as I am? NZ911Truth, NZ911Truth at hotmail.com. Send me some emails. I'm looking for inspirational ideas. This is nuts. You're listening to the Vinnie Espa Show. We'll be right back after this break. Talking about full spectrum dominance. Full spectrum, every major aspect of your life. The government is pushing in and pushing in hard, pushing in with arrogance and pushing in with the consent of the retarded masses that they have retarded over generations and have now turned into these ignorant slave people. Number one here. We're going to go through a few points here and try and put it all together. Try and put this whole cornucopia of evil together in one big juicy drink for you. Number one, taking total control of our food. S510, the Food Safety Modernization Act. Another huge power grab by the FDA and federal government over our food supply. The bill is written so broadly and so vaguely that no one really knows what it means. The potential for abuse of these vague new powers would be staggering. So will the government abuse these powers? Well, history always shows they do. People say, oh, look, they could do this. They can put cameras in your house in New Zealand and surveil you. But no one really would do that. But then you look at the reality and they don't just do what they can do legislatively. They go beyond their legislative powers. They always push the boundaries beyond. You know, a further amendment has been added to S510, at least for now. But big agriculture is not happy with this, and they will be doing everything they can to get it kicked out, the final version of the law. In any event, if this food safety law does not get passed, tens of millions of Americans will be left wondering what they are allowed to grow in their backyards, what seeds they are allowed to save, and what cannot be sold at farmers' markets. If you think this case is just paranoid, in case you think this is just paranoid, just consider what's already happening. It has been documented that feds have recently raided an Amish farmer at 5 a.m. in the morning because they claimed that he was engaged in the interstate sale of raw milk in violation of federal law. If the feds are willing to stoop so low as to raid an Amish farmer, do you think they'll have any hesitation when the time comes to raid your home? Number two, what we've just been discussing, taking total control of air travel, the dehumanizing full body scanners and enhanced pat-downs. Goes on to read, totalitarian governments throughout history have always sought to dehumanize their subjects. Oh yeah, bind them, gag them, kill your enemies. Works well. Sadly, that is exactly what is happening in the US today. If you want to get on the airplane in the US, you'll now have to either let a TSA agent gawk at your naked body or let them grope your entire body, including your genitals. What these TSA agents are being instructed to do to ordinary Americans is so bizarre that it's hard to believe. Oh, you bet. It has been reported that in many instances, TSA agents are actually reaching down the pants of male travelers and up the skirts of female travelers. One retired special education teacher was left humiliated, crying, covered with his own urine after an enhanced pat-down by TSA agents. Quite a number of women have been through these pat-downs and used the phrase sexual assault to describe the experience. This wouldn't be tolerated on your street. This wouldn't be tolerated in normal relations, civilian to civilian. A TSA agent is just a civilian. So is this what America has become? A place that is so dangerous that we must be treated like prison inmates? Large numbers of Americans are swearing that they will simply not fly anymore. But what happens when these enhanced pat-downs start showing up at our schools, our shopping centres, and our sporting events someday? And that's exactly it. You cannot run from tyranny. It just expands. You have to face it, you know, man to man. And all the advocates of the, you know, I just call for just vile and just almost nasty intellectual pushback against individuals like who are promulgating this crap. I mean, get personal, get angry, get in their face, give them every reason under the sun they need to back off. That might sound mean, but just being mean is not as bad as losing your country. For relativists out there. So it's justified. Number three, taking total control of our healthcare, the loss of our health freedom. Details about health insurance premiums going up because the insurance company is ones that pretty much wrote the bill. For the complete government takeover of approved and cost-effective treatments. So loving. Number four, taking control of our money, multiplying taxes. Whenever one tax goes down, it seems like several other taxes either go up or get invented. The truth is that most Americans are being drained by the federal government, state governments, and local governments in dozens upon dozens of different ways. To our various level of governments, our primary function is to serve as a revenue source. Oh, yeah. Each year, it seems like they find more ways to stick it to us. In fact, it just looks like in 2011, it's going to be it's going to be the year of tax increases. If you doubt this, and it goes on to show a link there, but no, it is correct. I mean, we've got the climate change tax being pushed through. Some people calling for up to 20% taxation, and there's some new emissions trading scheme model in California. In New Zealand, it's already 3 cents a litre on fuel, and that gets built into the cost of everything. GST's gone up here. On October the 1st, fuel spiked in New Zealand for the whole country by 7 cents. Just a 7 cents cap just went on. That's millions of dollars a day. Number five, taking control of our businesses. Thousands and thousands of regulations giving unfair trade advantages to large businesses. Licensing fees, you know, and then obviously the overinflated rental markets all tend themselves towards favouring higher cash flow, larger asset base corporations. So then you just stifle local development, local growth, small businesses, and benefit the few, don't you? And then it becomes a matter of who can outcompete whoever by cutting corners everywhere possible, paying people less so it doesn't benefit the community so much, paying people at or below minimum wage, and obviously promoting goods that are useless junk and need to be replaced, can't be repaired, you know, or the equivalent of junk food. Number six, taking control of our environment, the green police. Of course, the government's using the green movement as an excuse to take an unprecedented amount of control over our lives. From coast to coast, communities have been given government grants to take out our trash with RFID, that's radio frequency ID microchips. The following are just some of the communities that will now be using microchips to track what we throw away. Cleveland, Ohio, Charlotte, North Carolina, Alexandria, Virginia, Idaho, Dayton, Ohio, Flint, Michigan. It just goes on. Not only that, but in some cities, citizens are now being fined for not recycling properly. Once again, just everything just tends towards growing government. So you've got to fuel this big engine. It just grows more and more. It's like a black hole. It just keeps sucking more and more into itself. It's like dark matter. Number 7, taking away our independence. The exploding welfare state. And this is really what they want. Over 42 million Americans are now on food stamps. So it's just getting you in line. And you wait and see. When you start resisting, when your average person collecting these food stamps feels the need to start resisting, they're going to bring in measures to say, hey, activists can't get food stamps. It's just bringing you under their banner. So you've got to shut up and like what we're doing, or else Mother Government doesn't let you feed off her breast. But you do so at taxpayers' cost anyway. It's not like the government's given you anything. So-called federal anti-poverty program. It's not like they're giving Americans anything. They take your tax money, fill their pockets with it, hand some out to their banker buddies, and then give you a few crumbs, and then people say, oh, what would you do, William, without the government? Number 8, taking away our patriotism. We are even losing the freedom to be proud in America. And it's the same here in New Zealand. It's the same in the UK. It's been called racist to be proud of your homeland. It's been called racist to virulently want to defend your homeland in terms of trade and the danger that these free trade David Rockefeller agreements with Asia largely present to sovereign economies. What should be a sovereign economy has been undermined by foreign central banks, but nonetheless, it's just completely globalized, and we're all told we're one and we need to get along as one and be one big jellyfish under the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. Can't wait. Well, I can wait, actually, because it's already here. I mean, this article says, did you ever think things would be so repressive in America that a group of high school students would be forbidden from singing the national anthem at the Lincoln Memorial? Well, that's already happened. Do you think that areas of our nation will ever become so anti-American that they will forbid students from riding to school with an American flag on their bikes? Well, that has already happened. Not allowed a US flag. It's got to be a UN flag. Lovely bright blue flag, and wear their helmets too. So loving. Most Americans are so busy just trying to survive from month to month that they don't even have the time to think about the deeper issues. This is something we face every step of the way. At the end of the night, most of them are so exhausted from serving the system that they can only just collapse on the sofa and turn on some TV. TV is quite relaxing, you know, that's because it hypnotizes you. Now you wonder why you fall asleep on the couch in front of the TV. I used to do it. Don't anymore. It's literally hypnotizing you. It's just calming. Oh, I've been a slave all day to the government, and now I get to calm down and watch some propaganda. And the TV alters my brain state from an alpha to a beta. It goes to around 7 to 12 hertz, and it makes me more suggestible. And I believe what Sean Hannity says about the body scanners. Oh, boy. You know, we are just like, yeah, the country's gone. And then the Fox News pundits like Geraldo come out and they're just playing mind games with us right now. Geraldo is on with Judge Napolitano and saying he doubts now the official 9/11 story. It's just so confusing. This guy just comes out so virulently. Not quite as bad as, say, Beck back in the day or Bill O'Reilly. Oh, boy. That guy's, hey, one of Hitler's finest. But Geraldo now just saying, well, you know, Building 7 looks like a controlled demolition. And it took me 9 and something years to realize that, but now I'm a smart individual, apparently. Now I'm being an open, unbiased journalist. Maybe I shouldn't be so cynical, but it's hard not to be when these guys for years have pounded our heads in. Come back and listen to us on the other side if you dare. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we'll be right back after this break.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on? I got some so-called friends. I'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on? I'm flying a JFK. My heart goes boom, boom, boom. I know that custom.
You'll be liking a flight of JFK. You'll be lucky to get there without being molested, having your clothes ripped off your back, or being irradiated. Don't you just love freedom? No, wasn't there something about the right to travel? Did anyone see that somewhere in the Bill of Rights? Maybe not. Maybe I was just imagining that. Maybe that document's just a piece of paper. As Skull and Bones Baby Bush would have it. You know, America really, really is walking into a police state here. And the world is following suit. We will follow suit here in New Zealand. A stupid... oh, boy. And John Key will just say, hey, look, we have to keep up with our partners. We have to keep up with what's happening in Britain and America. They're saying New Zealand visitors might be dangerous because we don't put them through the same checks. They're saying they've got a backlog of Air New Zealand and passengers at LAX because we're not putting them through the same checks and they have to redo them. And so in keeping with the US, we're now having the same Department of Homeland sponsored, Homeland Security sponsored mobile security machines at Auckland Airport and Wellington. I can just imagine this, and it is a police state. It is socialism and feudalism, feudal capitalism combining in like this Fabian socialist slow incremental model that combines corporate interests and statist big government interests alike. They've got two hammers and just whacking you over the head. And some people are saying, I like that hammer. And it's both hammers just whacking, 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 dividing and conquering you. And you see it here in the small example, the Chertoff group. That is Chertoff, that criminal former boss of the Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, one of the most evil-looking men in America. His group is the PR arm handing out these pamphlets, producing the pamphlets, pushing naked body scanners. The pamphlets we discussed earlier in this show. Little propaganda flyers. So there you go. Chertoff combining with the now socialist government to wash your mind with crap. They don't want to teach the Constitution at schools. They don't want to teach the Bill of Rights. That's for terrorists. That's for domestic terrorists. No one needs to know that. Timothy McVeigh wrote that. And this is how insane it's got. to be a moderate middle-of-the-line American. You've just got to love Barack Obama and love tyranny and love getting your ass handed to you every day. And now, with the pushback that's happening, they're going to stage something. You know, it's just looking like that. They have to rationalize why these scanners are needed, because there's such a pushback. So in one sense, if the pushback is not 100% successful, it could be 100% unsuccessful in terms of it just pushing the authorities to the point of staging another attack. And let's hope they don't. Let's hope they don't murder any more innocent Americans to legitimize, to provide the pretext for full body scanners and genital groping. Let's hope, but without the hope and without crossing my fingers here, I know that these people are just evil. They're just maggots, they're filth, and you cannot expect anything good out of these people. There's not a good bone in their bodies. They are, you know, Hitler was just a kindergarten, you know, reject to them. Like, he's nothing. They want a total surveillance society, total tyranny, total takeover. Nothing will stop them unless you get in their way. We need, you know, we need 200 plus million Americans to say, this is insane. We're not going to let this go any further. We're not going to have them in our cities, on our trains, on our buses. This is the road to tyranny. This is beyond 1984. This is worse than Brave New World. This is beyond Huxley's wet dreams. I mean, this is just insane. Stop being a dupe. Stop being a slave. Go and tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, hey, look at this. They're groping young girls. They're humiliating people at airports, people who just want to express their right to travel. And then for the ones that say, oh, but you already have the right to decline it. You have the right either to be scanned or to be patted down. Or you can just drive. Just chill out and drive. Take a train, take a bus before the scanner's coming there. Please express your hate towards those people. With all due respect, please show your loving hatred towards the crap that they are spewing, not to them. Hate the message. Because I sure hate their guts. I'm going to send a bit of hate mail to these people right now. Let them know the error of their thinking, because they are wrong. Some people in this world are right and some people are wrong, and this is one of those issues where it's easy to see who's on the side of truth. Thank you for joining us today. And I'd just like to say thanks to American Freedom Radio once again for allowing me to spew my propaganda. And join us on the VinnyEastwoodShow.com tomorrow for more cutting-edge news. And peace out, everyone. Take care.